So I'm speaking with Amanda Ness and a few of the participants in this weekend's play. And so I guess just start off with giving me some information about when it is and where it will be at.
All right. It is this weekend, Friday, March 2nd at 6 p.m., Saturday, March 3rd at 6 p.m., and Sunday, March 4th at 2 p.m., the matinee, at the NJST Auditorium at Tetchley High School.
All righty. And then what is the production that you guys are putting on this year?
The Wizard of Oz.
About how long does it take for play preparation? Like, how long are you guys working to get ready for these shows?
Well, we auditioned right before Christmas break to assign parts so then they could have the scripts over Christmas break. And then once we came back to school, we were full-time Wizards of Oz.
What's your title there at the school?
Yeah, I'm the choir director. So I teach 7th grade choir, 8th grade choir, and high school choir.
Obviously, The Wizard of Oz is a musical, so as far as the students who you get to be involved, do they have to be involved in the choir, or is it open to all students?
No, the musical is open to anyone that is an NJSP student. And this year, we actually opened it up. We started out with just high school, and we had a few spots open, so then we went down and added a few middle schoolers. And then after that, we thought the Munchkins, we should open it up to the elementary. And we had 77 elementary students come out to audition for Munchkins of The Wizard of Oz. So that was very exciting. They will be split up into separate groups and perform about 25 a night, so that way everybody gets a chance.
Well, that's great. So this isn't just at the high school level. Everybody at NGSP got involved with this year's production?
Yeah.
Okay, and then so who do you have in the room with you as far as who's performing this weekend?
Grace Allender as Dorothy Gale.
Andy Heilman as the Scarecrow. Brendan Palmieri as the Tin Man. Carl Rose as the Cowardly Lion.
And Emma Radke as Glinda.
All right, and then about how long have each of you been involved with the plays? Like, is this your first year, or is this something that you guys have been involved with in the past? And you can answer individually, or if you guys have all been together doing different ones, then you can talk about that. But yeah, just kind of wanting to know, as far as experience goes, where you're at with that.
Well, I personally have been in several plays since elementary school even, but I didn't really get, like, important roles until my high school productions, such as, like, Annie or The Sound of Music, and of course this year, The Wizard of Oz.
And here's Andy.
I got into musicals a while back when my brother did them. I thought they were the coolest thing ever, and so in like 5th or 6th grade, I participated in one and found out that I really liked them, and I started getting important roles back in like 8th grade.
Brendan?
I started doing musicals my freshman year, which was Annie, and I found that I really took a liking to it, that I really enjoyed it, so I kept going, and last year we did The Sound of Music, and I was in that, and this year we're doing The Wizard of Oz, and still in it.
And Carl?
I've been doing musicals since, like, the 8th grade. Really, that's about it. I've just kept doing them since then.
I really started getting into musicals in, like, middle school. I started doing ones at the school, and then I really liked it a lot that I've done ones, like, community theater, and then I've just kept doing them at the school, too.
Okay, very good. And so it sounds like you guys have all kind of been either involved or interested in musicals for a while, and I know that The Wizard of Oz is such a classic, so maybe somebody wants to speak on what it's been like actually getting to be involved and be one of the characters that you've known since you were, like, you know, a little kid.
It's been really fun to play a character that you see when you're like a kid, and you know, when you're older and such, you see how much fun it is to really be that character, because when you're younger, you just kind of look up to it and love the story, and when you're older, I don't think it really changes other than you get to be that character.
So is there anything else that anybody wants to add about the process, about what it takes, like how long were your guys' rehearsals, and does it get kind of more down to the wire as you get closer?
Be nice, guys.
We definitely had very long and possibly even strenuous practices. I personally think that we got really close throughout this whole production, even with stage crew and everything. We really became a family in this production.
That's great. And I think it's pretty unique that this year it wasn't just high schoolers that were involved, and you've got everybody at NJSP kind of pitching in. And is anybody who's in this year's production a senior, and this will be their last musical?
None of the characters in here, you want to say?
Yeah. Anastasia Brown is a... Anastasia Brown and Lauren Circle, who is our Wicked Witch.
Yes, that's right, our Wicked Witch. She's at Graphic Arts, so she wasn't able to be here for the interview. But our Wicked Witch, yes, she is a senior this year.
And then Anastasia Brown, who plays the role of Auntie M and is Love of My Life, is a senior.
But are you...
I guess you could technically
consider me a senior since I'm trying to graduate this year as a junior. I'm trying to graduate a year early, so
we may have
technicality.
Yeah, so we may have a pseudo-senior involved too, but did you need any other information or anything? Or
what is the cost at the door?
Adults are $8. Students are $5. If they're under 5 years old, they're free. And the family deal is $20. That way the people who do have large families can also come and enjoy it, and it won't be too cost prohibitive for them.
Okay, well, yeah, that's all the questions that I have, and I appreciate you bringing so many of the characters in, and Wizard of Oz is such an awesome classic, and good luck to you guys this weekend.